Most of us who work for a business probably appreciate some openness about how the company's doing or about how the higher-ups are making decisions. But what if everything was out in the open, even your salary? VPR Steve Zinn reports on one Vermont business that's taking that very approach.
There's nothing really remarkable about the manufacturing area at Logic Supply in South Burlington, although what they make is fascinating. The company produces computer systems for rugged environments. Some find their way into pretty remote places. For example, a computer that operates inside a mining drill 3 miles down. But the most unusual thing about Logic Supply could be its policy of complete transparency. The most obvious sign is the workplace itself. No offices or cubicles for anyone, including the executives. Just open spaces to create a more collaborative environment. But there's a more striking example of openness. What each of the roughly 70 employees makes is known to everyone who works there. Company co-founder Roland Grenevelt says sometimes people do complain about a co-worker's pay.
This happens, where people come here and we pay them a substantial salary because of their background and the role they have. If those people don't perform to the salary that they're being paid, I get people coming to me immediately and saying, like, hey, wait, what's going on here?
Grenevelt says there may be the occasional complaint, but the overall effect of sharing salaries is positive. Human Resources Director Mark Hyman says employees understand how their salaries are determined, and they're less concerned about what others are paid.
Everybody assumes because we're open salary that leads to people talking at the water cooler and gossiping and whatnot. Nope, it's the other way around. That's what happens at your company because people don't know.
Pay transparency at Logic Supply doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's part of the overall culture of openness that runs the gamut from the no cubicles workspace to sharing all of the company's financial information. Hyman says, above all, communication is encouraged about everything that happens within the company.
We want to have the conversations that the rest of the world considers sticky or uncomfortable. We don't run the company by committee or consensus, but people can disagree. And trust me, there are plenty of times where we can have a lot of good constructive conflict, and we like that.
This kind of work environment isn't for everyone. The company takes pains to vet candidates to make sure they fit the culture, and the vetting works both ways. Whitney Layton, who joined the sales team late last year, says she spent a day at Logic Supply before she was hired to see how the open workplace felt. As far as checking on her co-workers' salaries, she hasn't really bothered.
I feel like since that it's so open, it becomes a non-issue. I have the opportunity to find out what my coworkers are making, but I've never really felt the need to.
Logic Supply feels its approach leads to greater employee engagement, productivity, and support for the company. Transparency has been part of the company's DNA since the beginning, and according to Lisa Groeneveld, who co-founded the company with her husband Roland, it was partly a result of past experience.
I worked at a company where I realized I was being paid tens of thousands of dollars less than people who were doing the exact same job, and it was demoralizing.
The number of private for-profit businesses that have a salary transparency policy is small. Bettina Danis is with the national group, the Society for Human Resources Management.
In some industries, and especially in the high-tech industry, this is something that is becoming more of a common practice. Also, when you have low numbers of employees, you know, less than 50, it is very doable.
According to a survey conducted last year by the online job site Career Builders, 53% of businesses polled viewed pay transparency as a bad thing, largely out of concerns over jealousy and low morale. But there was even greater disapproval among the employees themselves. Two-thirds of those polled didn't like the idea. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.